And that's where I got the hat from. I've worn it every day since. You're such a good listener, dear. Oh, nothing. It's not nothing. There's something I've been putting off for a while, but I'm not sure if I can procrastinate on it any longer. Well, normally when someone new starts living in the village, they go to visit the village elder. They grant permission for them to stay, but, well, I worry about what would happen if they didn't grant permission to you. You are a human, after all. Humans are rare in the yokai realm, and not everyone likes the idea of having one around. The elder in particular is more traditional than most. I've been avoiding bringing you to them in the grounds that you were injured, but you're healed now, so I don't really have an excuse anymore. I don't know, maybe we should, Yes, I suppose you're right. How have you managed to become so brave, my dear? You were such a frightened little thing when I first found you. All right, then let's go. Oh, actually, you should put on that kimono. It is a symbol of this village's traditions in a way, so perhaps if they see you wearing it, they'll feel more like you belong. Oh, and just as a fair warning, the elder is a Geisha Dokuro. Basically, a giant skeleton. But don't be intimidated. Some of their kind are violent, but they're just cranky.
Who enters?
It's me, Great Geisha Dokuro.
Ah, young Hachishaku. You finally brought the mortal to me, then.
Ah, you already knew about that, then.
Don't think you can hide anything from me, young lady. I know everything that happens in this village. I know you snatched this mortal away against their will, and I know the lengths you've gone to keep them here.
Hey, it wasn't exactly against their will. I made the decision I knew would make them happiest.
You made the decision that would make you happiest. The mortal has adapted to this situation as best they can. Admirable enough, but what concerns me most is not you or the mortal, but the welfare of this village.
My dear little sweetheart is no threat to the village. Just look at their widow face. Does this look dangerous to you?
They are a greater danger than you could realize. Lest you forget, I was formed from the souls of dead warriors who were left to rot on the battlefield. I am a product of humanity's very worst impulses. I could never trust one based on appearance alone.
This doesn't have anything to do with them being human. You're just trying to make me miserable because you can't stand me.
You've courted a great deal of respect among the villagers, and for that I tried to be patient with you. but I warn you, don't insult me by accusing me of clinging to such petty grudges.
You're not above pettiness, though, no matter what you say. You hate the fact that I'm respected in the village. I'm a young yokai, at least compared to most. You think that age is everything, so you would do anything to take me down a peg.
Young lady, before you embarrass yourself any further, why don't you think about why you're here? Are you willing to give up your precious mortal just so you can insult me?
No. No, I don't want to give them up. Just, please, I beg you, don't base your decision on how you feel about me.
I won't. My sole concern here is the fact that this is a mortal, a human. There are many things that can go wrong with harboring this creature. Even assuming there's no worry of the human attacking villagers, which is not out of the question, we still have to worry about them being a target. Many yokai hate humans, and might go so far as to attack the village just to get to them.
We have yokai here that are hated too. Why are they any different?
They are allowed to live here because they are an asset to the other villagers. Life in the yokai realm is dangerous, and we can't afford to harbor any being that brings more danger to us unless they can provide something in return. With that in mind, I have an idea. My first instinct is to send this mortal back to the human world, but if they can prove that the village is better off for having them here, then I will have no reason to force them to leave.
Really? Well, in that case, that sounds perfect. I accept.
This offer isn't yours to accept, young lady. Step aside and let the mortal speak for themselves.
Right. All right, then. Come here, dear. Go ahead. They won't hurt you.
So, mortal, what say you? Up until this point, you haven't had much of a choice about being here. Hachishaku wouldn't have let you run away easily, even if there was a way for you to get back to the human realm. But now, you have a choice. My offer is as you heard. If you agree to help the village in a way that I will instruct you on later, then you may stay. If you refuse, I will banish you from the yokai realm and you'll be home.
Dear, I...
Quiet, child. You've made choices on their behalf long enough. Now speak, mortal. What is your decision?
Yes, I knew you would stay with me.
I'm surprised. Very well, then. Let me tell you about what I want you to do. This village has a long, rich history. It was founded by 3 powerful yokai, back in the days when peace in the yokai realm was rare and fleeting. They created this village as a haven for yokai to live without needing to fight and struggle against each other for survival. And to protect it from attackers, each of the yokai used their power to create a sacred treasure. The treasures performed their function well for centuries, but they were coveted throughout the realm for their power. One by one, the treasures were stolen from us, whether by force or subterfuge. We made the difficult decision not to retrieve them. Doing so would require putting ourselves in great danger. Given that the treasures were there to prevent danger, we decided it was counterproductive to go after them by force and found other ways to defend ourselves. However, I've been keeping an eye on you, mortal. You seem to have easily endeared yourself to every yokai you've met thus far. I believe that you may be able to retrieve the treasure peacefully.
Hang on. I know a bit about this. Those treasures are in the hands of some very dangerous yokai. You can't ask them to put themselves in harm's way just for the right to live here.
As I said before, we put ourselves in harm's way by suffering this mortal to live among us. If they cannot do the same for us, then they have no place here.
I can't accept this. There has to be some other way. If you want the treasure so badly, then I'll go myself and... Dear, what do you... I don't want you to have to do this, though. I mean it. This is risky. There's a reason the villagers thought it was too dangerous to retrieve the treasures. And for you to go alone...
I never said they had to go alone. You may accompany them. If their safety is such a concern, then you merely need to protect them.
Well, are you sure, dear? I mean, I want you to stay. If this is the only way, and if you're okay with this... All right, then. I'll keep you safe, no matter what.
You are bolder than I give you credit, mortal. Perhaps I have misjudged you. Perhaps. I will gather as much information about the treasure's whereabouts as I can, in order to ensure your success. I will send for you once we know enough. Oh? Yes, you may ask a question. After all this discussion of perilous journeys and deciding your fate, that's what you wish to ask. You're a strange one. But very well. Yes, Gasha Dokoro is both my name and the name of my kind. I wasn't born as you were, so I had no parents to name me. Gasha Dokoro, like me, are rare, so there are no others around to confuse me with. For that reason, I chose to be called this way. It's just simpler. Well, unless you have any other questions, both of you are dismissed. I recommend you spend some time preparing for the journey you will need to undertake.
Of course, Gasha Dokoro. Thank you for giving my darling this chance. Come on, dear. Let's go home. Well, I suppose that went better than I expected. Though, not as well as I had hoped. This won't be easy, you know. No, I suppose you're right. Gashidokoro isn't cruel. They wouldn't send us on a mission that they thought we couldn't handle. It's probably fine. Yes, everything will turn out in the end.